This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
All right, let's get to all 32 in the NFL here on Cody and Golden. I'll start things off with where things might be headed for the draft coming up. Not in Kansas City. No. Deion Sanders had some comments yesterday. He was on FS1. He confirmed, there have been rumblings, but he confirmed that he will step in if, quote, the wrong team wants to draft his son, Shedeur Sanders, or Travis Hunter. And you know what? Seeing how the Colts have handled Anthony Richardson, how the Panthers have handled Bryce Young, heck, seeing the situation Caleb Williams is in, yeah, a lot of talent around him, but I think the wrong head coach and clearly had the wrong offensive coordinator. This isn't as big of an issue as I think people make it out to be. You have to remember, Deion is acting as the father of Shedeur Sanders, and he obviously views Travis Hunter as one of his sons as well, clearly, with the way he talks about him and wants the best for him, obviously. I don't have as big of an issue as what this is going to be discussed like, I think, after the season of, like, Deion Sanders going to prevent a team from drafting. He also said in that interview on FS1 that he will do it privately. He's not going to go out on his podcast and say, I don't want my son going to Cleveland. Behind the scenes with his agent that his son ultimately will have, they will navigate their way through. And let's remember, he would not be the first dad to do that in NFL history.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Do you think that John Elway regrets choosing where he went to play, won multiple Super Bowls?
Look at the Mannings, obviously.
Do you think Eli Manning regrets choosing a team? I don't know, you could point out to the other ones where there were some conversations that, like, Joe Burrow should tell Cincinnati to kick rocks, or some of the people who haven't done it. Well, sometimes people have done their homework and it worked out fine. Peyton Manning doesn't regret sticking with the Colts, even though they were the number one overall pick.
No, but you should want the best, obviously, for your son. You should want the best situation. And that's what Deion's saying. I understand it even more now because of how teams have handled and, I think, mishandled the young quarterback. And
yeah, it's been pretty bad lately.
Sometimes ability will always shine, usually. But there's also been examples recently of a Baker Mayfield, a Sam Darnold, even if he's been bad the last 2 weeks, where, man, it makes you wonder, if Sam Darnold didn't start his career in New York, what would he have been? Baker Mayfield, if he didn't start in Cleveland. Like, a bunch of what-ifs, that's what's fun in sports. But I don't have a problem if let's not act like what Deion might be doing for his son at the quarterback spot is any different than what we've seen before. Now, Travis Hunter, a little bit different because you don't really see someone force their way as a cornerback or a wide receiver. But
quarterback for sure. On those ones, not as much. My dream scenario is, please, for content purposes, let some team draft Shedeur Sanders and then hire a new head coach, Deion Sanders, his head coach. Please!
I know, I wish.
I need it for content purposes.
Hard Knocks should be that
team. Oh, my God, immediately, yeah, dude. Are you kidding?
Yeah, someone says the best teams don't pick first. Obviously, but it's not... I don't think it's about loser franchises. Yeah, I don't think it's so much that, like, Deion is not expecting his son to go into a team that won 12 games last year. No, I think it's... Does he trust and believe that, let's just use the Panthers, for example, do the Panthers have the right head coach, OC, owner in play, in his mind, right, his judgment? Do the Giants, because they might have the number one overall pick, do they have the right people in place? That's what it is. It's not so much that. Now, there might be certain markets, like maybe he doesn't want his son playing in Cleveland. I don't know, right?
I don't know who would want to live in Cleveland. Speaking of quarterbacks and their inability as a franchise to grow, Aaron Rodgers was asked about his future. 2025, remember, he's under contract for the Jets next year.
Yeah, they should come.
When asked if he's going to play, here's what he said.
You've talked about wanting to play beyond this year. Before. Has the way this season gone for you or as a team changed that thought at all?
Not really. Not for the negative, no. Not really.
Do you still want to play in 2025?
I think so, yeah.
They should move, boy.
He might want to play. The Jets should move on after this year. The experiment has failed.
If they cut him, it's a $49 million dead cap hit. It is only $23 to keep him. You have to pay double to tell Aaron Rodgers to kick rocks.
Yeah, well, they're not going anywhere with them.
Here's the truth. You are correct, Gold. That you should just pay the Piper. You should pay the double. Double up your price, pay him to get the hell out of your building, and walk away and just restart your franchise and go back to square one. What they're going to do is let Aaron Rodgers play quarterback. What they should try to do, though, because I don't think they want him to play quarterback, but they will, because of the money and all the other things. What they should do is offer him an unlimited supply of ayahuasca, get his ass back in the darkness retreat.
Unlimited supply?
And hope whatever ghost talked him into playing football, talk his ass out of it this time, because your best bet, if you're the Jets, is convincing this man to retire. And I don't think that's ever going to happen unless he gets back to the darkness.
Yeah, they might just be delayed a little bit further on from the actual reset that they've been needing. I'm going to stick with the quarterbacks as well. Tua Tagovailoa yesterday was asked about the play on Monday night where he threw an interception, headfirst tackle. He said he would do it again. He said, quote, "I should have never thrown the pick in the first place, but I wouldn't do anything different, including headfirst tackling." I don't know... if there's any way that they can talk him out of it, because ultimately he obviously is the one who's making the decisions, but he's going to get himself in this situation again where we're going to have the same conversation that we've had, I feel like, two times in the last 2 years, and he's got to be more careful with it. Otherwise, he's going to, as much as he wants to play football, he's got to be aware of the sliding, of the no tackling or anything.
You're not allowed to tackle! If you throw an interception, run to the sideline. Play's over for you.
Yeah, at some point, the player has to take responsibility for their own health as well. And at some point, the team can only do so much. I mean, if the player's not going to be more cautious, at some, you know what I mean? Like, obviously,
none of us saw that slow motion of the knee going straight to his head again.
Yeah, like, none of us want to see the response that his body has had, obviously, to these concussions ever again. But at some point, everybody's telling you and people are warning you, it's got to be on you, too. You know what I mean? Like, it's got to be on you to a certain extent to protect yourself as best as you can in what is a sport that, of course, is violent as it gets.
There's some things you can't protect yourself from, but if you throw a pick, you do not need to be on the sideline trying to make a tackle. That's crazy.
Run in the opposite direction.
That's literally crazy.
Where they're not at.
I feel, like, I get it, all the competitiveness and all this stuff, but, like, I don't want to see him 15 years from now with scrambled eggs for brains because he wouldn't just get out of the way after he threw a pick.
Well, it's not
they
like
looked pretty good in that game, by the way.
They did. Oh, yeah. Very good against
the Rams. It's not like his teammates are going to not like him because he's not going after a tackle, because they know his situation. Like, if they know Tua's getting out of the way because he's the starting quarterback and he needs to be healthy, they're not going to get mad. Like, you don't need to try hard in that regard. You don't need to.
Concussion history or not, I don't want my quarterback making a tackle on an interception return anyway. I don't care who it is. Mahomes, Jordan Love. I don't want my quarterback making a tackle on an interception return anyway. I'll take the L if that means it's going back for a touchdown. Unless it's the Super Bowl and if I tackle him, the game's over. Okay, otherwise, no.
I'll take the loss for the game.
Yeah, regular season game. Regular season game, yeah.
I'm going to lose a lot of games if you get hurt on this play.
Yes.
And then you aren't able to continue.
Yeah,
like, and look, this is like, I know people are going to point that out because Mahomes ended Rashee Rice's season.
He did, yeah.
But it's like, and look, anybody could have run in, but like, just get out of the way. Just get out. Like, but you have no business being the person who said, I know, like, the competitive juices click in and you don't want them to give up a touchdown, but man, it is not worth it.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.